Hey, Audie.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric with the Vikings. I got some members of the Twin Cities media here. They have a few questions for you, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Pleased to be taken by the Vikings. Surprised all when you got the call from them?
Sorry, what's that?
No problems. I said, were you surprised at all when you got the call from the Vikings that it was them?
You know, I kind of was. It was. I mean, I've been just sitting here. You know, I don't get nervous usually, and you know, it just gets nerve wracking sitting here waiting for a phone call. And all of a sudden, I saw that Minnesota thing come up on my phone, and I got excited, and I knew what it was for, and I was pumped when they told me that now was the time, and I was going to become a Viking.
As the draft progressed, had you started to think that you might end up having to sign with a team as a free agent?
You know, I mean, that crossed my mind. I mean, I thought about it. I mean, I don't think you can help but think about everything that else can happen. And, you know, I thought at first that I might go. I mean, I was told that I had one of the widest range that anyone's ever, like, in a draft. I had supposedly one team had me with a second-round grade, and then others had me as a free agent. And so I guess that was, kind of unheard of. And so I really had no idea when it was going to happen. I'm just thankful that it did, and I'm excited about where it's at.
You know, last year you moved inside. Was that a coaching decision or a need decision?
Yeah, it was a coaching needs decision. I played the previous years at outside Sam linebacker, and then once we lost Nate Irving, who's on the Denver Broncos now, when he got drafted, we had a hole at middle linebacker we needed to fill, and Coach Tenuta, he said, he wanted me there. He wanted me to make the calls and the one responsible for responsible for the defense. So I gladly played it. I wanted to play middle linebacker. Matter of fact, I wanted to be the one in the control and be able to make all the calls. And I wanted to, the responsibility. And I enjoyed my time there. I don't know where I'm going to be at, but doesn't matter to me.
Do you feel comfortable either inside or outside, or at the NFL level, do you think you're more confined inside?
You know, I don't know. You know, because I've been told by people that I'll play outside and I'll never play inside again, and I've been told by people that I'm an inside linebacker. So honestly, I don't know. It's up to the coaches in Minnesota now what they want me to do. What I know I'm going to be doing is I'm going to have to work my tail off on special teams every day and just do whatever I can do to help them out.
Audie, what stood out to you working with the Vikings coaching staff at the Senior Bowl?
I mean, they were a great staff. I really enjoyed my time there. You know, at the time, I didn't know this was where I was going to end up being at. I was just trying to, soak everything in. They learned, they taught us, and they wanted us to learn. And one thing was that Coach Pug, the linebacker coach, was him and my linebacker coach in college. They're good friends, and they've coached together for a long time. So I kind of had a familiar area with him, and they've been talking. And you know, I wasn't really sure where I was going to go, but I'm glad it's Minnesota.
Did the Vikings talk to you much after the Senior Bowl was finished, between then and now?
You know, they didn't talk to me. I wouldn't say too much. But my linebacker coach had told me that he'd been in contact with them and his friend, Coach Pug. And so I had an idea that they knew they were interested in. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me now how I got there, but I'm just glad to be here.
You mentioned special teams. How much did you play at NC State?
My first 3 years, I almost played every special team. My final year, they pulled me off them, and I just focused on linebacker. I played on my first 3 years. I played everything except for maybe one each year. One year I didn't play punt return, and One year I wasn't on kickoff. Other than that, special teams was my thing. We had competitions every week, who could be the best specialist and who could get the most tackles and who could make the most plays on special teams. And I mean, I think that's something you got to pride yourself in.
Thanks, Audie. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.